I know what you're thinking. This is new. This is exciting. Or this is shit. Because it doesn't say there's a guest. And I paid. Did you pay? For a guest. There's no guest, right? But actually, in many ways, the guest is going to be you. This is an idea I would like to say that I came up with by myself. But in fact, I think I stole it from other podcasts. And I thought, that's a good idea. I'll do that on mine, but better. That's how I do most things. Just steal an idea and then make it a little bit better. That's evolution, though, isn't it? Darwin, baby. If you don't believe in evolution, not sure this is the podcast for you. Okay, here's why I did it. I'll be honest with you. Here's why I did it, and here's what it is. I depend on the Patreon, okay? It's £1 a month. I'm not going to flog it to you now. But with touring sort of being up in the air, I kind of depend on it now. It's got to the point where it's actually like, okay, that's my income. So the other thing I do is I depend on having another guest with high quality equipment. And given there's a pandemic still, I can't even fucking talk, rare. Given there's still a pandemic, I can't really, I'm running out of people. So I need to start doing, and people are dropping off the Patreon, like, oh, I can't afford £1 a month, which is fine. But I think it's more like, I can't afford £1 a month because you're only doing 2 episodes a month at the moment. That's not worth a quid. Probably is worth a quid, if we're honest. But, okay, so I've got new ideas. I set up a little phone line. You go to www.thedownbe.at. So it spells downbeat, and then you go to the hotline page. I think it's on the podcast page. And you can leave me a little voice note. And what we're going to do, we're going to read? We're going to listen to some of your calls, which I haven't listened to any of them, so some of them might be shit. And then we're going to have a little discussion about them. I requested stories. I just basically said, do anything, do whatever you want. So come in. I've got a new little theme tune for it. So we won't have the downbeat theme tune to separate it from the Satan's hotline, I like to call it. I am Satan, your Dark Lord. The Dark Wren Lord. I'll do a quick plug. If you want a t-shirt with like a gorilla deadlifting with the word Blast Beats on it, again, the same website, buy yourself a t-shirt. Or don't. I don't care that much. I'm just bored, guys. I didn't sleep well last night. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to make some content. Okay, right. New theme tune. You ready? If you're watching this on YouTube, you can see me. If you're listening to this like normal podcast, you can't see me, but you're both going to hear, hopefully. I mean, if you can't hear, I'm sorry for you. Probably shouldn't be watching this because most of it's going to depend on the ears. Anyway, here's the little theme tune. It's Satan's Hotline on the Downbeat podcast. Do I give you the real theme tune as well? Should we just do it? Should we do both? I don't know what I'm doing. Nah, let's not bother. Okay. Let's go. What I've done here is I've deleted the ones that are under like 15 seconds because that's just going to be someone going, oh, you're a wanker. But there's quite a few that are like a minute and a half. You know, we can go for a few of these. There's one, right, which is in 3 parts. 1 minute 20 each part. I reckon we're going to end on that because I feel like the person DM'd me and said, is this going to be not safe for work if I do this? And I insisted. I don't know what the story is, but I insisted they do all the messages because they messaged me saying there was a 1 minute 20 limit. And I said, just do more. So we're going to end on that. We're going to start. Let's start on some like quiet. Well, this one's anonymous, so this would be quite good. This would be like, you're a prick. The reason I'm not doing this live, guys, this isn't on Twitch. Usually we're on twitch.tv/Wrenlord, is because I haven't listened to these. I want a genuine reaction. Some of them could be naughty words. And I mean naughtier than fuck, shit, cunt. I mean real bad shit. So I imagine if we just click on one and it's immediately that. You ready? Let's go. This is from Anonymous, which makes me think this one's going to be a bit of hate. Let's go.
Hi, Craig. Apologies in advance for my voice. Sorry, I could text you the day and I caught a cold. So my throat is double fucked up.
If anyone doesn't understand that accent, sorry in advance about my voice. I saw Architects the other day and I caught a cold. You caught a cold? Or did you catch COVID? Let's be honest.
Give me some dating advice, please. Because it's quite hopeless at the minute. Thanks, Craig. Love you.
Some kisses at the end there. That got a bit dark. Give me some dating advice, which is nice. And then they said, because it's got a bit hopeless. Now, that's a bit... Here's my advice, right? I'll do this. Nip this in the bud. I don't have your name. Anonymous. Hopeless Anonymous. Number one, join the Downbeat Discord, right? Because if you're a fucking mental person and you listen to this podcast, there's other people there. There's about 1,500 people in there. Bound to be a fit bloke or girl in there for you, or they, you know. Get in there. Number one, plug over. Number two, and here's my personal advice, right? This is coming from someone who is, I've been divorced. I've been married. I've been divorced. I've been single. I've been poly, right? Here's my genuine advice is get the person you get with, make sure they've got an OnlyFans. Now, I don't mean genuinely make sure they've got an OnlyFans, but in my experience, right, it's fucking awesome. Because if you don't know, if you're my mum and dad listening to this or whatever, this is going to be a bit of a surprise. If you don't know, if you live in a cardboard box or you're an old person, OnlyFans is basically a porn website. From anywhere from softcore porn to hardcore, absolute debauchery. And what it is people make, you know, they make content on there and they sell it. It could vary from just like, oh, here's a bit of my bum, not whole, to here's me absolutely fucking drilling myself or whatever, you know, you get the point. Anyway, longevity wise, right, if you think about it this way, I'm not saying that everyone needs an OnlyFans or whatever, and I'm sure there's some people that disagree with pornography, etc., stuff like that. God, we went in on number one, didn't we? You know that anyone who has had a relationship or enjoys sex, this is excluding the... this is assuming Anonymous is not asexual. You know that sex that you have on your birthday? Maybe the first two birthdays out of a relationship, out of a long-term relationship. That sex you have on your birthday where they wear something nice for you, or they let you do something nice, right, that you have once every 365 days for about 2 years and then it doesn't happen anymore, right? Dating someone who's got an OnlyFans is like having that 3 to 4 times a week. It's like your birthday 3 times a week, okay? That's my advice. Join the Discord and get with someone with OnlyFans. Terrible advice, but you didn't ask me for real advice, really, did you? We wanted it to be funny. As well as it being funny, hopefully, it was actually accurate. Anyway, next, I'm going to go to some newer ones. 2 weeks ago, from Luke. Ready?
Oh, you got to help me, mate. You got to help me.
What the fuck? I hope this isn't like a guy that's like trapped somewhere. This is 2 weeks ago. He's long dead.
I suffer from death grip syndrome. I can't come.
Are these all going to be sexy? What sort of a climate have I created? I suffer from death grips syndrome and I can't come.
I can't come. Please help me. I really, really, really need your help. I've never been able to come from vaginal sex, oral sex. I only beat my mate and that's the only way I can, you know, please help me. I'm desperate.
Fucking hell. I don't know if that's a joke. Because it's an Australian accent. It's hard to tell when they're joking because they're almost always joking. But he did go into detail and say he couldn't... these are all going to be sexy, aren't they? He couldn't have it from vaginal or oral sex. And he beats his meat, and obviously it works. Sounds like you might be gay. Like, if pussies aren't making you come, maybe dicks are going to make you come. Try it yourself. Just swap shop. Swap teams for a minute. Luke. Could say your full name, but if that's real, I don't really want to. Let's do another short one and then we'll deep dive on some of these longer ones. You ready? I'm not going to say his name yet, again, in case it's something mental.
Bum stuff guy again.
Oh, that's a follow-up. And his first word was bum stuff guy again. This is absolutely X-rated behaviour. Okay, one short one and then we're going to go to bum stuff guy. Fuck me. What do you guys think of me? You're absolutely correct, but what do you think of me? Cameron Coggin. Full name, full email address. This can't be naughty, surely.
Hi. So, listening to your podcast, it's like 11:30 over here, Mountain Time in Colorado, USA. What's up?
Colorado. Lovely part of the world. South Park. South Park from Colorado.
Up, but I was just curious, like, I wanted to buy one of your cool beanies. How would I get it shipped to my location?
That's something that annoys me quite a lot. Cameron, I don't know if people do this so they get a response. Now, I'm not saying I'm big enough for somebody to want Notice Me Senpai shit. But I've always shipped internationally. When you go on the website and you put it in your basket, it gives you the shipping to your thing.
Okay. Because I'm only seeing shipping for, I guess, the UK and Europe and whatnot. So
you're talking shit, Cameron.
Yeah, kind of a dumb question, but...
It's fucking dumb. I appreciate that you want a fucking beanie. 2 months ago, I fucking... Let's find out if you figured it out. I'm going to go to the orders right now. Live. And I'm not going to edit this out because I can't be bothered. I can't be bothered to pay an editor. Shout out, Simon. One day I'll pay you more than I already do. Cameron Coggin. He did not figure it out. He has not bought a beanie. Is this a gross misuse of power? Am I allowed to do that? Just go through? I guess I am. I own the business. Anyway, if you'd like to completely destroy me based on GPRD or whatever it's called rules, then get in touch with a local lawyer. Anyway, Cameron, yes, downbeat stuff. You're all going to think that was an advert. Me and Cameron are in cahoots and I sent him a beanie for free. No, it ships worldwide. And in fact, so many people got annoyed at the cost after Brexit of having to pay more. But if you order from outside the UK, it's actually... Your price of the product is cheaper to counteract the tax that you have to pay. I take the hit for you. And nobody knows. 40 seconds and we're going to bum stuff, guy. Please don't be... Did I ask for sexy stuff?
Hey there, Craig, or should I say Satan?
We like the quality already, Pete Carparelli. What microphone have you got?
I just wanted to say I'm a big fan of your show.
Get.
Love the videos that you put up on YouTube, dissecting playing technique, how drums sound, natty or not. You're absolutely fucking hilarious, man.
This guy's, I paid this guy actually. Me and Pete go way back just to fucking hype me up a bit.
And hope to have you pick apart my playing one day once I get my kit back up and get my chops back going.
Pete, you have my word because now you're on the podcast, Pete Carparelli. You're on the podcast and you're on the YouTube that you asked about. I'm going to fucking rip you to shreds. Do a video.
I hope to be ruthlessly critiqued and given excellent, excellent pointers from you, such as yourself, an awesome drummer. Oh. My name's Pete from Chicago. Again, Craig, downbeat rules. Everything you do has been really great, especially watching during the pandemic. And hope to chat to you soon, bud. Be well.
Do you know what? That's really nice. I was having a terrible day. Look at that. Because this is in video, you can see my natural smile. I was actually having a terrible day, and I thought this might make me feel better. And Pete directly made me feel incredible there. What a nice guy. Chicago as well. You got Avapianos, right? They're not everywhere in America. You got... I think there's a Nando's in Chicago, which if you're in the UK, you're like, big deal, Nando's. But if you've been in America for like 2 months eating fucking deep dish pizzas, also Chicago, sometimes you want a little Nando's. Chicago's got one. What else you got? That diner. What's the diner in Chicago? It's the famous one. I got food poisoning there once. Me and Tom. And then I had to not actually play the show. Connor from Beartooth had to fill in for me because I was puking my fucking brains out backstage. Anyway, Peter, we like that. Anyway, let's go to Bum Stuff Guy. Where is he? I can't wait for this three-parter. We're going to fucking end on that. I hope it's good. I hope it's not like 6 minutes of somebody just saying, basically, I'm going to flay you. I'm going to skin you, Greg. Greg, you're going to be skinned and flayed. I'm going to wear you. And then I'm going to use your face ID on your phone because your face is on my face. And I'm going to get your cryptos and I'm going to spend them on NFTs. Hopefully that doesn't happen. Bum Fun Guy. Where were you, Bum Fun Guy? What was his name? Jack Davis. Let's go. Well, I've just fucking said his name. He put his full name and his email address. I'm really sorry if you don't want this public information out there.
So, a bit of context. I work in a hospital. Worked there about 5 years. I work in operating theatres.
Oh, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. I hope he doesn't lose his job, but it's going to be good. He works. It sounds like he's actually at work and he has to get this in right now. Like, basically, I work in hospitals. I work in operating theatres.
In the East Midlands. And one weekend we were, I was covering an emergency shift.
I've got to translate this a little bit. East Midlands accent. One weekend I was covering an emergency shift.
In emergency theatres. Maybe been in theatres a handful of times at this point.
He's only been in theatres a handful of times. Not movie theatres, Americans, because you love to say that. In theatres now. He means the operating theatre. Lives are at stake. Shut up. Stop eating Oreos and wearing Mickey Mouse merch. How weird is that? That's the first things that I thought of when America. I didn't think of Eagles. Mickey Mouse and Oreos.
Yeah, sort of like really new, really just starting the career. And I don't know whether this is a funny story or a gross story or I've just found an outlet to express my trauma.
Ooh, but, traumatized.
So I walk into emergency theatres one night and I'm greeted by three surgeons all stood around a patient, legs akimbo.
Legs akimbo. I don't know if that's a worldwide term. That means spread legs. He went to the emergency theatre, third or fourth time there. Three surgeons stood around someone like that. Please be a guy, though. I don't want it. I don't want to hear something horrible about like some birthing situation.
In stirrups, they have cervical spreaders either side of his butthole.
Cervical spreaders, which made me think, identifies... Oh, it wouldn't even be. Well, can of worms. Cervical spreaders made me think woman. And then he said his butthole. So at the very least here, we're working with identifies as a man.
And one surgeon is like elbow deep inside of him.
Elbow
basically
deep.
Basically, him and his girlfriend had got like really coked up and like stuck.
Him and his girlfriend got really coked up and stuck stuff up his ass. Sounds like they're going to say that. Who would do that?
Some hair wax up his bum.
Hair wax? Wait.
Him and his girlfriend had got like really coked up and like stuck some hair wax up his bum.
Hair wax? Hair, as in like styling product?
And like it was sort of like a square tub, circle tub type thing. And they put it in like the big way. Like a...
Whoa, whoa, whoa. They put the tub in? For a minute there, I was thinking lube, they used hair wax as lube, and I was like, oh, where's this going? They put a tub of hair wax. I wish I had one. I haven't had my hair cut in ages.
Plug, I suppose, like a plug in a drain. And yeah, so basically, if a patient sticks something up their bum, you have to take it out and clean it and give it to them, which is what I did. Gave it back to him when he was awake. He was quite forthcoming about the whole thing, and a month later, almost to the day, he came back with the same tub up his ass.
Oh my god! Oh my god! I'm fucking fully mind blown. He went, he got a paraphrase, he was in the emergency room with a tub of hair product up his ass. My man Jack here had to fucking dive in, delve in with his waders on like he's carp fishing, get this thing out, give it to him when he's compos mentis, and then he came back a month later with the exact same little jar, I imagine, up his fucking ass. I've got follow-up here. We got to do this every month, surely.
Bum stuff guy again.
What up, Jack?
That's not a name I want for myself. Anyway, I just have many bum stuff stories. Mainly all hospital related. It's all very juicy.
I was just following up saying I got more of these. Let me tell you, Jack. Jack's bum stuff operating theatre stories. Can we make that a constant? A constant theme on Satan's Hotline, which I'm now hoping, given that this has absolutely cheered me the fuck up, that I'm now hoping this is gonna be something that we keep on the podcast. Because I don't know about you, but I'm having a lovely time. We don't want to do the triple threat yet. I don't want to do that threer. How's about... That was close. How about... Oh, I got someone pretending to be Josh Middleton here. Nice. Josh from Architects. It's not him, obviously. This is from Josh Middleton, sirshreds-a-lot@gmail.com. I would hypothesise this might be... let's find out what they're saying first.
Oh, hello, Craig. I'm a wonderful fan of the Downbeat. Oh, and I really hope that you play my voicemail on your live show. Sometimes I like to, I like to watch you blast beat whilst I beat it off. Oh, no. Did I say that out loud? Oh.
Lots to take in there. I would hazard a guess that I probably know who that is. One time when Josh was filling in for Architects before he joined Architects, when he was still in Silosis, when he was filling in when Tim left, so it was Tom Searle and Josh were the guitarists, and they asked Josh to join, and he said no because he was still doing Silosis. They made, and I think maybe it was actually me, because it does sort of sound like the sort of bullying that I would instigate. Or maybe Tom. We made a fake Josh Middleton Twitter that was called Joss Middleton. And we would just tweet stuff like, oh man, can't wait for the new Dragon Force solo to come out. And shit like that. And we pretty relentlessly bullied him. So I would... Signs point... to Architects, but then the accent at the end, initially, because Sam's really good at voices, I thought that might be Sam, but then the end is definitely not Sam.
It whilst I beat it off. Oh no, did I say that out loud?
That's not Sam's voice. Whoever you are, it's funny. I'll give you it. Who else we got? Someone claiming to be Ed Sheeran. Ready?
I'm in love with the shape of poo.
Nah, not funny, I'm afraid. Not even going to play the other 21 seconds. You're out. Got another one. Luke Gallows.
Hey, dude. I've been sick lately. I had sinusitis, and the doctor gave me some antibiotics. And
I'm wondering if this is going to become a joke, or he's just genuinely just saying I've been sick. If you've been sick, Luke, it's 2 months ago now. Hopefully, you're over it. I'm pretty sure I've seen you on my Instagram, so maybe you are over it.
And I've been shitting, like I've just been pissing shit out my bum, and. Yeah, I just want to know, do you reckon I should continue with the antibiotics or just let the sinusitis just kill me?
I'm not a doctor, Luke. I know what you're saying. You know, don't talk yourself down, Dr. Reynolds. You are a fantastic medical doctor. I'm not. However, as you can hear from my nasally tone, I often suffer from sinusitis. Really badly. My nose is absolutely fucked. Nothing to do with hair wax, though. Basically, get one of those, so this doesn't happen again, get one of those, like, saline rinses. This is fucking boring podcast material, isn't it? Get one of those saline rinses, and you, like, you squish it up your nose before bed, because I've got mad allergies. And since I started doing that, I haven't really had a cold other than the time I got COVID, and I didn't bring my fucking nose thing with me to America. And I've not had sinusitis since. There you go. And always carry on a course of antibiotics, because otherwise antibiotics. Always carry on, or else you create super strains. And we hate a super strain here, don't we? Reese.
All right, Craig. I'll point my way from starting to hear everyone and really fucking me off. Have you ever come across this? How have you dealt with it in the past?
He's a little bit Scottish, I think.
Peace.
I've got to replay it, because I think he just said, I hate everyone.
All right, Craig. I'm at a point in my life where I'm starting to hate everyone.
I'm at a point in my life where I'm starting to hate everyone.
And really fucking me off.
You're really fucking me off.
Have you ever come across this? How have you dealt with it in the past? Peace.
Well, Reese, let me tell you about me and hating absolutely every single person on planet fucking Earth. It's a thing. I think it's very... Look at me being trying to be serious after all the bum fun stuff. I think it's pretty... It's pretty much a given right now, if you're on social media, you are going to hate at least 50% of the people. Because at the moment, with every topic, everyone either has a staunch opinion here on one end of the spectrum, a staunch opinion on the other end of the spectrum, or the oh-so-holier-than-thou people in the middle who claim to be able to see both sides. Fuck those people in the middle, number one. Those people in the middle don't have the problem with hating everyone. The people on either side of the spectrum, at least they've got their, obviously sometimes you're going to disagree with most of their views on the other side. At least they've got the bollocks to say it, haven't they? But in this world, if you have an opinion currently on anything, you are force-fed other people's opinions of the opposite way. It's even the way that the algorithm works on YouTube. Negative comments, negative videos you would disagree with get more negative, get more engagement, because people comment. You know, it's the same thing as like if you ate at a restaurant and you enjoyed it, you're X amount likely to leave a review. But if you didn't enjoy it, you're like 100 times more likely to leave a review. The same with negative stuff. So what the algorithm does is deliberately shows you stuff to piss you off, to try and get you to engage with it. It's a horrible cycle. It makes you hate everyone. You don't want to be the person in the middle that has no opinions. But what I can say is that the best way to deal with it is to just fucking go with the flow. Don't disregard your opinions, but just have the sort of outlook like, fucking none of this matters really, does it? When I see something and it's something I really, really, it gets my blood pressure up and I really want to disagree with it or retweet it or anything, these days I'm just like, oh, does anything really matter? We're all going to fucking die. Absolutely all of us. My advice, keep the close-knit circle of people that you do like super close and just fucking ignore everyone else. Just don't even get involved with it. And take real deep breaths through your nose, if it fucking works properly, when you're in like a line for something and someone in front of you has been really slow, because that is when you could end up murdering someone, from my experience anyway. Okay. Albin.
Hello, Craig boy.
Is that a real accent? I'm excited.
I'm from the great country of Sweden. Yeah, Swedish Viking. I could do a little bit of British, a little bit of Australia, mate. Yeah, that's how it is.
From Sweden, little British accent.
But I'm talking Swenglish. I have a question for you, okay? How old were you when you lost your virginity? That's what I want to know. Have a good one, mate. Cheers.
I fucking love it. He actually sounded more Danish than Swedish. Obviously, I'm not denying that he's Swedish. I love a Swedish-Danish accent. Right at the end, he said something that just like... Because I was like, the whole way through, I was like, is this guy really Swedish?
Virginity.
The way he says it sounds like it's a fucking sofa at IKEA. Oh, have you got the three-seater in the virginity?
That's what I want to know. Have a good one, mate!
And then he shouts at me. The answer for that is far too young. I'll actually tell you this story because it's fucking mental. Oh, I can't. I tell you, because technically it involves kids, but I was the kid. I'm not going to touch this one. I was the kid. It was with another kid. Oh, fuck. This is real bad. Let's talk about someone else. Nothing happened to me. I was too young. The other person was also too young at the same time, same age. Cleared that up. Next, I'm sorry for not answering that, but I very nearly lost my career. Volkanov.
Hello, my name is Volkanov.
Not a real voice. You're not getting it. Nah. If we give these people airtime, they're going to continue to do it. We're trying to run a tight ship here.
Hi, Craig. America. I'm a fan from Canada.
Canada, fuck.
I used to listen to your podcast a lot, but...
I used to? Oh, is this going to be the guy? Is this going to be the guy?
I've fallen off a bit. I bought a lot of your gear, and it has cost me hundreds of dollars
in
shipping, which is unbelievable, but that's not your fault.
Are we going to have this every time? You obviously bought it a while ago, because as I said, you pay a lower premium to counteract. I would love you, Josh. I appreciate you, obviously. I really do. You've fallen off on the podcast, though, so will you even hear this? You want to look at your whole basket total and compare that to buying at home.
Anyway, just calling to say that I don't really like certain aspects of what you're doing because...
Oh, yeah!
You'll talk about cancel culture and you get really wrapped up in it and you'll come from this place of moral superiority and it doesn't allow the conversation to get to a point where you can talk about forgiveness and growth.
Isn't this funny how we already didn't like this guy? Before he said the thing that we don't like him for. Isn't that an odd parallel?
And then, we all know that you've been through a lot of mental health problems as well, and no one wants to see you hurting. I really like Straight From The Path's albums. I love your drumming. as a drummer myself, I think you're dope,
but
it's I don't like when you take this moral high horse and you act like you know every nuance of every subject, of everyone's canceling, of all these controversial figures.
Who have I said deserves to be cancelled that this person doesn't like, that this person does like? Who do we reckon?
Because it just doesn't open up the possibility for someone to be redeemed.
It's As I Lay Dying. I'll put my fucking flat on it.
So I'm hoping going forward, you maybe consider that a little bit. And just consider the fact that everyone's a human. And I think everyone deserves a chance to maybe start again. Anyway.
I honestly think it's amazing how we got off on the wrong foot immediately. I'm not disagreeing with what he says. It kind of ties in with what I said earlier. Like, if you've got your own opinions on something, definitely still have your own opinions. Problem with me is I have a platform and then I put my opinions out there. I think... What did he say again? Let's get this.
Hope you have a good day. Guys.
Well, do you hope I have a good day? I don't think you do.
You'll talk about cancel culture.
Talk about cancel culture. Right. Which I do talk about a lot because I do think there is a line. I actually more do it as a joke because I've kind of realised now with everyone, Lambesis is trying to kill his wife. He's fine now. He's not cancelled. He's playing gigs. Louis C.K. wanking at women. He's back, right? I'm now pretty certain the only thing you can get truly cancelled for, actually cancelled, and I mean that means you don't get an article in a newspaper because that's more coverage than anyone else gets, is actually killing someone, which even then, Varg, he's not technically cancelled. Quite a lot of people that have killed people aren't cancelled. Or tried to. I think the only thing you can truly be cancelled for is banging kids. And rightfully so. So, Josh, if you're saying I should open up the discussion to paedophiles, I'm not going to do it, mate. If you're saying I should if we're talking about forgiveness, that one, nah. However, if we are talking about Tim Lambesis, and I'm pretty sure we are, if anyone doesn't know, Tim Lambesis hired a hitman to kill his wife. It went wrong. He served 2 years in jail, and then he got out. And some people don't agree that he should be living the life he led before he did that, and some people think he should be forgiven. My whole stance, if you hadn't fallen off with the podcast, Josh, I know I don't hate you, Josh. I'm just doing a funny thing so that people laugh at it. If you hadn't have fallen off, you'd probably hear that I actually want to get Tim Lambesis on the podcast. I can't think who else you could be talking about. He's the only one that I have pretty strong opinions of. The only one that's in any way ambiguous in that, you know, society's forgiven him and yet some people with platforms haven't. I would love to have him on the podcast and I would love to actually talk about, because as far as I'm aware, he hasn't done it because his defense was the steroids, right? If he came on the podcast and he told me the compounds that he was using, I have friends who I have witnessed go absolutely fucking batshit crazy from certain steroid compounds. And then you have other ones where people that are on testosterone replacement therapy, trans men, like they're taking them and they're not going out and they're trying to kill their wife. So if I've got first-hand experience with, not myself, but seeing people go absolutely batshit crazy on these certain steroids, if he came out and said this was the one I was on and it was the same one that my mate was on, I personally would have more of a degree of forgiveness than I currently do. I hope that answers your question. I hope you don't take anything I said personally. Sometimes the people who don't like the talk about cancel culture and they don't like cancel culture, sometimes those people can be a bit sensitive. Guess we're just going to end on Carter Bradley. Let's make it a good one.
Hey, Craig. I don't know how often you check these, but I just want to tell you, you're the fucking man.
You hear that, Josh?
Like, just seeing you talk about drums really just makes me want to get off my ass, my lazy ass, and go.
I mean, that's surprising because I fucking hate drums. Honestly, it stressed me the fuck out. Don't even get paid for them. Rubbish.
Play like how you play.
Terribly. That's
listening to your podcast has really just sparked a whole new interest in drums for me and like becoming a better player. And
isn't that weird? Because I think that I don't talk about drums and I fucking hate them. And I do the art a disservice. Yet Carter Bradley here, from somewhere in America or Canada, I'm guessing. Hear that, Tam and Minel, Evans, Vic Firth? Next time I ask for free shit.
Just the amount of insight I've gained from you and the people that you've had on your podcast, like Will Putney, Brennan Murphy, all those
the boys.
Cool dudes. It's just made me pretty much fall in love with that whole kind of, you know, aspect of music. Yeah, dude, you're really an inspiration to me. And I know it sounds like I'm sucking your dick right now, but I mean, you literally are one of the coolest dudes in drums I know. And
oh, this feels bad to be listening to this on the thing because it's so nice.
I don't know if you'll ever get this, man, but just, yeah, dude, can't. Like, I've never really had somebody that I look up to in the drum community, and I'm not really even shitting you, like, when it comes to that, like, yeah, sure, I love all my favorite bands and everything like that, but there's not really a drummer out there who's, like, a personality like you are, man, and I just want to say I love what you do, keep it up, and I'm going to be probably, you know, following you till the day I die, so yeah.
What a fucking legend. That makes me, honestly, made me like, get a little bit emotional there. Carter, what a fucking legend. I'm glad that this stuff helps people, or it makes them like drums, because I thought it would make people hate drums. And that's awesome, but we can't end on that. I mean, we got Carter for life, and Josh, who we lost earlier, we had him for a bit, so actually we're still up. Let's say we had, if I've got out of 100, 100 is fan for life, we had Josh up to 50% maybe, but then Carter says he's going to be for 100, so we've actually up 50. So I think we can't end on a positive one. We need to end on someone who doesn't like me. It's got to be easy to do.
My name.
No, I could tell that one wasn't going to be funny.
Hey, Craig, this is Justice. I'm a 19-year-old drummer and guitarist from Texas.
Unbelievable name. Justice. What up?
I'm currently delivering sandwiches until 3 in the morning, and I wanted to ask you, I'm planning on dropping out of college because I hate it, and working on mixing, mastering, and producing and all that fun stuff. And I wanted to know your opinion on that. But you may give your opinion, and I probably won't listen. I would just like
respect
to hear you say what I want you to say. And if you don't, I probably will ignore it. But
like everyone else on Earth, at least you can admit that. Everyone asks for an opinion from anyone, and all they want is the affirmation. They want to reaffirm what they already want. So I'll tell you.
I'm listening to your podcast while I work, and it makes me want to die just a little bit less. So
I thought it was just going to say it makes me want to die, and I was going to be like, that's it, we're done. Justice. 19. What are you doing at college? We don't know that. To do mixing and mastering, my thing, I wouldn't pay money to do that. So if you're thinking of dropping out to go do it somewhere else, you can learn everything on the internet. To be honest with you, if you don't want to do college and you're 19, don't fucking do it and just do it later on. Some of the most successful, well-rounded, lovely people I know, I'm not saying everyone should drop out of college. I didn't drop out of college. I saw it through, but I did do music. Easy. George Schmidt dropped out of college to be in a band. He's literally just done his PhD, maybe, or so. He's done something fucking crazy now. He's just graduated now at whatever, 30. So you can always come back and do that. I always think they should just make you not do college for like 5 years after school, because then you actually want to do it. Like, I could go to college now, I'm not going to, but I could go and do something mad that just interests me. I could go do fucking Egypt. Can you do that? Egypt degree? But like, I reckon with my old brain now, I'd be like, actually, I'm into that. I'd learn about it. I'd write about the sarcophagus, draw the pyramid. I don't know what you would do in an Egypt thing. Anyway, you get my point. If you want to drop out, drop out. But if you're going to do it, don't drop out and then just party like a monster. Drop out and work at mixing and mastering as if it was your college, as if it was your job. Do it fucking 10 hours a day. Anyway, come on, I want one negative one.
Hi, Craig.
We've done him, because I remember his dulcet tones. I think we're done. I don't think... Nah, we've got the other ones. I'd like to thank everyone for, you know, being a part of it. I'd like to thank... I could do some more negative ones, if I'm honest. I couldn't. Oh, my fragile ego can't take it. Everyone said something nice. Thank you very much. Even Josh said something nice, really, didn't he? He didn't, actually. But, yeah, he wasn't being mean. I just acted as if he was being mean. Which, if I know Josh, he's going to take very well. And it's going to be fine. And I hope maybe if we were talking about the same thing that it has cleared up my opinion on it. That was cool. If you want to submit a little voice note, it's super easy to do. You can do it on your phone. You go to www.thedownbe.at/. You just go to that bit first, and then you buy a t-shirt from the purgatory section. You can get loads of cool shit. Then you go to the podcast section, and you go to Satan's Hotline, leave me a message, and you click on that, and then you can leave the voice message on your phone. It's completely anonymous if you want it to be. If it's a short message, I'm probably not going to listen to it. If it's something offensive, it will be cut out because I don't do this live. So just questions, philosophical shit, Egypt shit maybe. Apparently I like that now. That was awesome. I hope everyone had a lovely time. You want to play out with the downbeat theme because we didn't actually have it?